This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to U.S. government-funded airwaves on Monday, also known as the Voice of America, to deliver a full-throated defense of the Trump administration's presentation of its foreign policy and its support for democracy abroad. He was also denounced by protests by some VOA staffers who'd complained that live coverage of his speech would violate VOA's mandate to present unbiased news to foreign audiences.
Read that some VOA employees didn't want me to speak here today. I'm sure it was only a handful. They didn't want the voice of American diplomacy to be broadcast on the Voice of America. Think about that for just a moment. Look, we're all part of institutions with duties and responsibilities higher and bigger and more important than any one of us individually. But this kind of censorial instinct is dangerous. It's morally wrong.
Sources within the meeting say questions by reporters were shut down, prompting the occasion to be ended abruptly. One question apparently dealt with the Secretary of State's views on the transition of power and the pending possibility of the vice president invoking the 25th Amendment. An Arizona man who took part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns made his first court appearance Monday. A judge scheduled a detention hearing Friday for Jake Chansley, who's been jailed on misdemeanor charges since surrendering to authorities over the weekend in Phoenix. The FBI identified Chansley from images taken during the riot showing his distinctive sleeve tattoos. His court-appointed attorney, Gerald Williams, told the judge that he apparently has a tender stomach. This is Chansley's mother.
He gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food, literally will get physically sick.